Did you just take one look at your to-do list and felt immediately overwhelmed, immediately stressed out, and wondering when you're going to fit in the laundry, when you're going to do the dishes, when you're going to tackle the rubbish, trying to find a piece in your day where you can scrub the bathrooms and you didn't have time to do the washing, and you're about to start a brand new day the same way? Today we are building on our journey through time blocking, and this episode is going to take a closer look at refining your day block with a specialized home management routine. I mentioned a bit of it in the last episode specifically on day block, but today I want you to learn how to automate your daily tasks, embrace maintenance chores, and discover the power of the 15-minute walkthrough to keep your home serene and your mind clear. If you're ready for a breakthrough in how you manage your mornings, this episode just might be your simple, easy blueprint. Ever wondered how less could be more? If your debt and clutter piles have grown too tall and your time too short, leaving you caught in the hustle of modern day motherhood, you're in the right place. I'm Jamie Hansen, your guide on the House to Homemaking podcast to reclaim your time, declutter your life, and embrace your true calling. My mission is to help you reclaim your time, steward your stuff, and craft a simpler, joy-filled life. Together, we'll transform the time you spend serving others into a system to focus on what truly serves your every day. The chaos ends here. Let's turn your house into a haven you can call home. Buckle up and enjoy the show. Hey mama, if you have ever ended your day wondering where the time went or why your to-do list seems untouched, I've got something for you. I want to hear your biggest challenges and any questions about managing your day and using day blocks. Head over to SpeakPipe in the show notes. There's the link and leave me a message. Your questions could be featured and answered in our next episode. Let's tackle it all together. So I will probably never forget the chaos on my mornings before I integrated my home management routines of my daily tasks of living, my recurring tasks, which also are my maintenance tasks inside on my day block. I used to rush to get out the door and leave behind a trail of dishes, a trail of laundry, only to return to a house that seemed to have exploded in my absence. And I tell you, it never actually exploded in my absence. I was just so stressed and rushed. And once I got out the door, I kind of forgot about what was behind me on purpose. And when I got back, I saw the real damage my morning had created, and it was exhausting to walk into, and exhausting to manage, and exhausting to tackle and deal with. And I probably ended up, honestly, putting off dealing with it and making it more overwhelming because I was already in that place. So that's when I knew something had to change. So the first thing that I want to talk about are your daily tasks as recurring automation. Now, this specific concept lives within every single one of my time blocks. It lives within my morning block, my day block like this, my work block, my evening block, my nighttime block, and even within my project blocks. The daily tasks that I have, I make sure they are achieved through recurring automation. However, today I want to talk about a very specific type of daily task, and that is your daily maintenance tasks. These are your tasks of daily living, the tasks that are created really to reset your day. And these are the tasks that often make us feel the most overwhelmed and stressed, because even if we get to what we feel is done by the end of the day, we have work to do the next day in the same way. So seeing these instead as your daily maintenance tasks, your tasks of daily living, puts into perspective what they need to be. I want you to incorporate your essential daily tasks, your tasks of daily living, into your current routine. And I want you to keep them simple. I want it to be the ones that you do, the ones that you use daily, which will be your clothes, your dishes, any trash, etc. So your tasks of daily living need to be your dishes, your laundry, and really your trash. Now, I mentioned in my last episode where I spoke about my whole day block, and I also spoke about how I manage my weekly meals and my groceries on a daily basis to save money and save time and to keep down waste and be able to cook all the time from scratch every day. But that is an extra kind of hack of my day block. Today I want to talk specifically about the tasks of our daily living. We might not cook every day. I actually don't cook every day. I just said that I did, but I cook from scratch and I often make more than enough for one day to streamline my routine even further. But I'll talk more about our dinner routine and my cooking during our evening block episode. So your daily recurring tasks, your tasks of daily living, like your dishes, your laundry, and your trash, we need to set these as recurring automations within a simple routine. This prevents our tasks from piling up and becoming overwhelming projects instead of small tasks, okay? So to start this, you need to assign a specific time block, and I do recommend your day block because it shouldn't take more than 15 minutes, even if your day block is really short. And make them a non-negotiable part of your day. The next thing that I want you to do is simplify and streamline your week. So beyond your daily tasks or your tasks of daily living, I want you to identify your weekly tasks and when best to tackle them. If you have more than 15 minutes in your block, once you streamline these routines and all your blocks, you're going to start to find more pockets of time within each and every one of them. Even if you think that you don't have that time right now, you will. The more effective you get in your routines within your blocks and managing them, the more time you will create. But I mentioned in the last episode about my day block specifically how I often do have another half hour or so to tackle anything else. And usually, if I didn't have the routine of my tasks of daily living that are my laundry and my dishes, etc., as a quick 15-minute routine, I would procrastinate on them and they could honestly take way longer than that. They could take half an hour, they could take up to an hour. But once you have this as your routine, they really don't take that long. And that's where you find that pocket of time. So as that time opens up, you'll be able to put in other household chores. So for me, often that's just doing a quick hoover where it needs to be hoovered, wiping some counters, wiping down some mirrors. I never do several tasks in a day, but everything gets done throughout the week. I just do the next thing that needs to be done. I do have a system in this. It all lives in my head, but I want to not overcomplicate this for you today. So by simplifying and streamlining your week and looking beyond your daily tasks, if you have pockets of time, stick those onto your 15-minute routine and tackle just one more thing. This ensures everything gets done in your week, over the course of your week, without any single day becoming too burdensome or overwhelming. So use your day block as a way to allocate time for these tasks and spread them out throughout your week to maintain balance. The last thing that I want to talk about is actually your 15-minute walkthrough that I've mentioned. Your 50-minute walkthrough is such a quick daily routine to manage your dishes, your laundry, your bathroom, and your trash. I didn't really mention the trash part in the last episode, but by keeping these areas under control daily, significantly reduces stress and keeps your home in a constant state of readiness. Okay, so I want you to dedicate the first or last minutes, if you feel like, of your day block to this walkthrough. And this is your home management routine, ensuring that these tasks are always completed. I'm going to recap these walkthrough again to show you a little bit of what it looked like in my morning routine. So the 50-minute walkthrough always starts with the laundry, and this can be a 2-minute job or it can be a 5-minute job, because sometimes on a day like today, my washing machine was full, so I ended up starting it, and that took me 30 seconds. I just pressed start. I mentioned in the last episode, I think, that we don't have a laundry basket. I just put all the laundry in, and over time, I did used to kind of have a laundry basket up until the past year, and I would separate things, but over time, as we've minimized and decluttered 80% of our home, we kind of buy things that can be washed together. Or if I have something like some merino wool base layers that washes at 30, I will wash the whole load at 30. And we garden a lot. We go into the woods every weekend. It rains so much this season, and we all come in covered with mud from head to toe, and it all comes out fine. As soon as that washing machine is full, I will just start it and I will leave it running. I usually end up hanging it at any point throughout my day because I work from home. But because I already do tasks separately, I know that hanging the washing actually don't take me more than 5 minutes. And I usually just do those 5 minutes as soon as they stop, no matter what else I'm doing. Or as soon as the washing machine stops running, no matter what else I'm doing, okay? Because I know that's done. It's a routine that works for me. Now, if the washing machine is not full, I'm not going to run it. That usually means that it was run the day before or even the day before that. And today, what I would have to do is fold and put away the laundry immediately that I hung when it had finished running the day or the day before. Because in this season, it can take a day, sometimes it takes 2 days for the laundry to dry. So this is just a routine. So I will only do that task. And then the next day, the machine will usually be ready to run again. And I don't have any laundry hanging anywhere. So when that stops, my clothes horse that I hang everything on, or my chairs that I had things hanging on for just a day or so, will be clear, okay? We had a tumble dryer. It's currently in my office and out of use because we replaced it with a washing machine. No, we replaced it with a dishwasher only like 6 months ago. And before that, I was still doing this routine and I was doing all the dishes by hand, but in the same routine. So whether I'm starting my laundry or putting it away, the next thing that I will do is tackle my dishes. And like I said, we do have a dishwasher now, so I will empty it. And I make sure I do this, emptying the dishwasher, I time myself. It usually takes me about 2.5 minutes, sometimes less. Usually no more. So I manage to do the laundry and the dishes if it's just starting a machine and then doing the dishes. Both of those take me like no more than 3 minutes. If it's folding and putting away and then emptying the dishwasher, it usually takes me 5 to 10 minutes. But the next thing that I do is empty my dishwasher. Because as a side note, I always start it as I'm going to bed. So on a bigger laundry job day, I'm 10 minutes in by this point, and on a day when I just have to start, I'm usually 3 minutes in. But the next thing that I do is my bathrooms, and you might say, no, I am not cleaning my bathrooms before I start my work. I'm not doing it first thing in the morning. It's not going to take me 15 minutes. Well, it's not cleaning the whole bathroom that we're doing, and it probably would do if you did that daily. It is the task of daily living here, okay? And that means giving your toilet a quick swipe. And if you do this daily, you're going to find you don't even need harsh chemicals most of the time, because you're doing it so frequently and it takes you just 10 seconds to swish it around. And nothing ever builds up in your toilets. If there's been a week or two or a month since you did this, you might just have to spend tonight putting some toilet cleaner overnight in the toilet bowl and then swish it around in the morning. It might come out perfect, it might not, but you can do it again tomorrow night, and after that, you are raring to go. It will only take you 10 seconds from this point to swish around your toilet. If you have two, one downstairs, one upstairs, 10 seconds on either, usually less if I'm going to be honest. Grab some toilet paper, wipe off some dust around in your bathroom and flush it, wash your hands. And again, it doesn't build up, because you do those things daily. These are the tasks of daily living. I'm not asking you to go in and scrub your whole bath every day, although if you did, you probably would find that it don't need scrubbing every day and it would only ever take you the same amount of time, like 10 seconds. To be honest, it's not something that I'm in a habit of doing, so I'm not going to be giving you that as a suggestion for your routine. Okay, so once I've done the toilets, which take me not even a minute each, I'm either on about 12 minutes if I had a heavier laundry day, I'm doing air quotes, or if I just press the button to run it, I'm at this point 5 minutes into my 15 minute routine. Okay, so here I either have 3 minutes left, or I have like 10. If you only have 2 minutes or 3 minutes, work with the 2 or 3 minutes. And you know, you have the 10 minutes tomorrow to grab the rest. But now with this time, we are going to grab our trash. So just walk into every room and grab some trash. Grab the candy wrappers. Shouldn't need to grab any dishes, because they would have gone into your dishwasher last night, and all the dishes from this morning and from your breakfast will go into the dishwasher. So it should really be any trash that's lying around. If you are in a habit of having a lot of clutter, this is also a perfect opportunity to just take either the 3 minutes or the 10 minutes to just walk into every room and grab a piece that are clutter, starting to declutter too. But the main thing that I want you to take away is that you can do these daily. These are your recurring tasks of daily living to stop overwhelm and reduce stress. And if nothing else gets done, you're always reset and nothing piles up or gets too hard to deal with again. If you have to rush out the door because your day block is only an hour of getting things ready, you can do this. If you have longer, you can do this. And one more household task per day if you feel like it, that otherwise may belong in your evening block. So I want you to try it this week. And lastly, consider your weekly meal planning within your day block as part of your home management routine. So allocating time once a week during day block to plan your meals. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and diving deeper into optimizing your day block through effective home management techniques. By automating your daily tasks, employing the 15-minute walkthrough and planning ahead a little bit, I hope that you are able to enhance your mornings and in turn elevate the rest of your day. By setting chores on autopilot, engaging in daily quick cleanups and planning ahead, not only are your mornings going to be improved, but so is your entire day. Your home is going to become a supportive backdrop for your work and your personal life. So reach out with your experiences or inquiries through SpeakPipe, and let's continue to evolve our home into the thriving spaces they can be, one morning at a time. So if you enjoy this podcast, I hope you can take a moment today to support me by just heading into the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to this and leave a 5-star review, and just a written review take 30 seconds of your time, and I will appreciate it so much. It will help me more than you ever know. It's your way to give back, and I can keep producing free content for you as I settle into the groove of this podcast. Make sure you follow along House to Homemaking, and I'll see you in the next episode.